Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, whatever time of day you're listening or watching this, it's the one and only JRAK Minute 013, and you've now tuned in to a brand spanking new episode of the Room 013 podcast. Today, I got a special guest, special guest on here, not just any type of guest, not just some random Joe. This dude, we go way back. He's my brother. We go way, way back, like Cadillacs with flats. We go way, way back. Now, you see the title episode. Title is called The Collector. Now, reason why I'm bringing him into the show today is because he has a very, very, very impressive collection of pretty much almost everything. And this guy, he is one-fourth of the Rowdy Boys, co-host of Toy Talk. You can also catch him on, he's a host of A Worthy Addiction. Ladies and gentlemen, Toy Attic 17.
What up? What up?
Yo, what's good, bro?
How you doing, man? How you doing? Thank you for having me. That's a beautiful intro. I usually get nice intros, but that was great. I like that one.
I hope it was good. I really had a different intro in mind, but then I was like, you know, I'm not gonna read off the paper. It came from the heart,
man. I felt it. It's like when your kids want to buy you something. You're like, don't buy me anything. Draw me a picture. It has more sentimental value when you give me something. That intro was just beautiful. Thank you. It was a beautiful intro. Exactly. What's going on? Thank you.
Hey, man, you know, I'm just glad I could finally get you on here. I really wanted to get you on here a long time ago. I know we did an episode back in New York Comic Con in a hotel.
Yeah,
that was way, way back. But, you know, I'm glad I got you on.
Absolutely. You know, thank you.
So how you been, man? How you been?
I've been good. I've been, doing adult things and being a parent because that's what I am first. And then, you know, enjoying pop culture stuff, you know, enjoying toys, toy community, enjoying my new journey into YouTube and shows and, you know, just meeting new people and going to conventions and stuff like that. Yeah. Just enjoying life for what it is, you know, because tomorrow's never promised. So that's all I've been doing, man.
Exactly. Yeah. I've been seeing you going to a lot of cons. I know recently you just went to the horror con. Yeah. And when I seen the photo, I seen the story with you and your mom. Yeah. Yo, that really put a joy, man. I was like, yo, he really pushed mom out there. I really love that, man. That brought a tear to my eyes. I was like, damn. Like, she was smiling. She was happy. I could tell. Like, that was pretty dope, man.
It was her first convention, and she's been wanting to, like, kind of hang out with me. And I usually go alone to some of the conventions, but, like, this year was, like, you know, she grew up watching a lot of these movies. So, you know, I invited her. She was super excited. I ended up getting her a Pennywise t-shirt. And we went and had a good time, and she was like so starstruck to be able to see these celebrities that, you know, and she's like Tom Atkins was like trying to flirt with her in a way. Like, we met him and I got his autograph, and then he's like, all right, Dan, have a good one. But then he grabs her by the arm and pulls her close. And as we're walking off in Spanish, she says, you don't call him Tom Atkins, you call him Daddy now. I'm like, no, the hell I'm not. But it was a good time. It was a good time. Again, it was one of those things where it was like, you know. You know, my mom has always been down to earth, so that it was definitely a blessing to take her out and make that.
Was this Monster Mania in Cherry Hill?
This was Monster Mania in Cherry Hill, yeah. This was Monster Mania. And really good time.
That's what's up. I know they do two a year. I think next one's in August.
Yeah, the next one is in August, and I want to say that this one was pretty good. I think the next one is just going to have more of a selection. I'm assuming it's because it's a lot warmer and people are going to accept to come more and be guests. So they got a lot. I think the last person I seen that they announced was Robert Englund. It's coming. Robert Englund is going to be there. And then, Clive Barker and then, Doug Bradley is also going to be there. A lot of the reunion cast for Hellraiser are going to be there. So I'm excited for that. It's going to be dope.
Okay. Speaking of Hellraiser, how you feel about the new one? I don't know if it's true.
I watched it, and I think I did a review on it, like on one of the shows. I enjoyed it. I love movies with different interpretations. I think it kind of went into more of the book and the books rather than, you know, I mean, a lot of people kind of like, you know, were a little bit hesitant with the who they chose as Pinhead. But I mean, again, this is, you know, I think with the approach that they did, I enjoyed it. You know what I'm saying? I really don't. It's a Hellraiser movie. It's like, why complain, right? It's like, you give me a movie that you remake a movie. I mean, whether it works or not, it was just good. Like I said, I just love the interpretation and how the a lot of the, you know, back then it was more leather because that was that time. This time around was more of their skin, so it shows more of the torture and stuff. And I think I don't know the actress's name who played Pinhead, but they were phenomenal. They were great.
I gotta check it out because I didn't see people were saying it was more like the book, like you said. So I'm gonna put that on my list. There's a lot of remakes coming out, so you know, some of them are hit and miss. Some of them, if people complain on the internet, like, oh, you should just leave it alone. Just give it a chance. You know, it's entertaining for all of us. You know, so.
Well, there are movies. I will say there are movies that. And I agree with some of the complaints. Some of them are a little too much, but I do agree with some of the complaints. Like, there are movies that don't need to be touched. They're movies that they were good at their time. Just let it be. And if you're going to make another one, make it like a continuations or even do like, it's like with the name, just Roadhouse, right? We love Patrick Swayze's Roadhouse.
Yeah.
This new movie, I would have been okay with just the name Roadhouse. I don't need Jake Gyllenhaal being Patrick Swayze's character in this movie. I don't need that. Like, I didn't need that. But hey, to each their own, whatever. I haven't seen the movie, so I'm going to give it a chance and then hopefully enjoy it.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's what's up. Now, I got a couple questions for you. These are some simple questions I want to just ask you and pick your brain and let people get to know you. So, what spurred your interest in figure collecting? It's collecting in general.
That's a good question. So from I remember it was 2013 when I started collecting. And I was always big into comics. So comics was my thing. I was always buying comic books and kind of completing stories. But like I remember I think the love for comics and the love for whatever superhero I was reading at the time kind of sparked that. So I remember working at a retail store and they were selling these, I believe this was Superman and Batman. It was DC Essentials. And I believe those were Mattel times when they had them. And there was a Superman that I wanted. And I remember my buddy, well, he's one of our brothers. Like I asked him for 20. I was like, dude, can you like spot me $20? I'll give it back to you, but I really want this Superman. And he, you know, he was gracious enough because he's a good guy. He went ahead and, you know, he spot me the 20 and I was able to get the Superman. And from there on, it kind of became something where like I was hooked on it. Like I was like, oh, these are pretty good. I'm going to start collecting more. So then from there, I bought a Batman. And then from there on, I started like I started venturing out to other toy lines within the things, because at the time I was only collecting DC characters. I was only doing DC. Okay. So it, again, just to kind of answer that question, I think what really sparked my interest in collecting figures were just, I think, comics and just enjoying the stories and kind of relating. Like at the time, that was the New 52 time, right? Well, it was kind of later into the New 52. Well,
yeah,
because New 52 was what, 2011, if I'm not mistaken, or was it a little
early? Early 2000s.
So 2013 was just like one of those times where it's like when I really started reading these books, it was like, oh, you know, these characters are the same characters I'm reading. And it's nice that I used to like buy them and not remove them, because you remember I was always an inbox collector. So to me, my excuse was always like, I don't play with these toys, so I'm going to collect them because some of the art from the comics are on the packaging. So it's kind of like you get the comic art, but then you get the figure as well. So that's what kind of started for me. Just like art, you know, comics got me into toy collecting.
Okay. Now with the comics and toys, has there been one particular item that you saw out in the wild and you're like, damn, like what has been your biggest success as a find and like that made you like, this is something I'll never give away. Like, I can't believe I have this in my hand. I will
That's a really good question. There's a lot that I have that has that type of like feeling. But there is one, I want to say it's that Superman figure, that first Superman figure, because it was the figure that, to me, it's the figure that kind of started everything. But how I acquired it was what meant the most, because it was given to me.
Okay.
Like, it was like, it was a gift. So it has that sentimental value. Now, that's that one. Like, if I want to think of something else that I'm like, man, I can never find this. I'm so happy I own this. And because I know how hard it is, I want to say it's the Christopher Reeves quarter scale Superman in box. At the time, it was going for hella money on eBay. And there was this one guy on Facebook Market selling it for $150. And it was mint. And I was like, how mint is it? Like, there was no crease in the corners. His head was straight. The paint apps were great.
You get anal with the boxes and everything.
I did. I used to. I was very, very, very.
Yeah, before. Very about yeah.
That. I was, man. And I was like that. It's funny because I always make the joke that, and we'll probably get into it too, when I started YouTube and tried to do the YouTube thing in the beginning and I was reviewing toys, I was always reviewing somebody else's toys because I didn't want to open my own toys. So I would review somebody else's toys. But yeah, I'm going to say, like, you know, the Superman, but like, if not that Superman for sentimental values, the one that was always a grail to me was that quarter scale Superman Christopher Reeves, because I remember seeing him. As a matter of fact, I was hanging out with you. We remember seeing that FYE. I was super excited when I went back. It was sold out. Didn't think about it no more. And then all of a sudden, it was high on price. I wasn't able to buy it. And I was collecting everything Superman related. And then one day, this guy had it for $150, mint in box. And it was great. Packaged it well. And that was my grail, man. That was my baby right there. So yeah,
I remember FYE used to have all of them in there, bro. Like, looking back at it now, like, years ago, like, all that stuff, people, it's worth triple, double, triple,
quadruple. Yeah.
And we used to always go in the mall, see them. I'm like, oh, I'll pass on it. That's how I feel about, like, some of the, like, you know, I collect Funko Pops, and that's how I feel like some of the Funko Pops. I'm always going in them. I'm like, man, you know what? I'll get it next time. Oh, it's not exclusive. I'll get it next time. Months later, it's gone. It's sold out. It's vaulted. People are selling it. And then what makes it worse is, like, let's say it's an actor or actress or a sports person that passed away. And then people want to sell it for, like, crazy amounts of money, bro. Like, I would say one piece of my collection that I would that's a tough one. I would never, like, an autograph piece that I got is Kevin Conroy. Like, when I met him at Comic-Con, I don't know what year it was. The year I went as Blade. I did the Blade cosplay.
I remember that. And
he was like, that was me growing up, you know, that was my bad.
Yeah.
You know, so.
Yeah. Shout out to the GOAT, man. He's the GOAT.
Yes, sir. Yeah. Shout out to him. That's one piece I'll never forget rid of. And then anything Kane related or, like, Harley Quinn related, Carnage.
Yeah.
I will get rid of
it. No, seriously. Now, no, absolutely.
Now, when you talked about your YouTube channel, when you first started, what inspired you? Like, what was the inspiration behind your YouTube channel? Like, was it did you do YouTube before Instagram, or was it Instagram before YouTube?
I did Instagram before YouTube. So when I think what kind of, like, it kind of, like, it's like the similar story of everybody. What really started YouTube for me was COVID. We were home. And at the time, I had an injury, so I really couldn't do much. And I was quarantined before people were quarantined. So I was home a lot, and I really couldn't go anywhere. And the stores weren't really open that way, and people were, like, pre-ordering or ordering things online. So I started doing the YouTube thing just because I was home. And it was like, oh, well, I'm going to start asking. And then, you know, again, our buddy was allowing us to let me, like, borrow some of his figures. Say, hey, take this figure, review this figure, anything, open it up, and then just give it back to me. Take a couple pictures, send it to me. I was like, all right. So then it was really just COVID. Like, COVID was what really, like, catapulted, like, YouTube, and wanted to, like, review toys, because it's like, we weren't doing much. you know, at the, you know, I was working at the school at a time and we weren't at the school and I wasn't working because of my injury. And yeah, it was just really just being home and wanted something fun to do. But like, it was a process. Thank God for StreamYard. Thank God for StreamYard, because, you know, before it was like I was recording on my phone and, and you could see bloopers and I was like trying so hard to keep it scripted. And I wish I would have known what I know now, where it's like, it's better just to be yourself. And even if you screw it up, it's genuine. It's not like, you know, it's not like rehearsed. It's not fake. You know what I'm saying? So, but yeah, to answer your question, YouTube, it was really more just because I was home and I had nothing else better to do. I couldn't do much. So it was like, all right, well, and then shout out to my kid's mom. She used to edit the videos for me and add the music and stuff. So she was like helping me out, but like, it was stressful. It was like something that it was like, but it was nice to be able to like open toys, something that I wasn't doing. And that kind of catapulted me to start opening my own, which was crazy. Like that's what got me like, hey, I'm home. I got all these toys. Let me start opening. So that was pretty good. That's it.
Do you still have some inbox?
I do have some inbox. And but everything I purchase now, and it's crazy because I used to do two. I used to purchase two figures. I would open one and I would keep one sealed. I stopped doing that. I just now I'm one of those people like I dabble in the toy photography. I do a lot of like toy photography now on Instagram. And I'm heavily involved with them. So like now any figures that I buy are to open. Like I open them for photos and I open them to take, enjoy photos. Like I do, I'm big on the, like I collect constant, like right now, like I cherry pick, but I'm really into the NECA horror figures. Like I collect all the NECA horror figures. I own the majority of them. So like a lot of them, like I open, as soon as I buy them, I open them up and I, you know, and maybe I'll buy an extra to get signed at conventions, but I really open everything I get now. I don't keep nothing in boxes. Like if it's in boxes, because I haven't even gotten to it yet.
Gotcha. Yeah.
Yeah.
But like the NECAs with that whole process, because I see you taking the photos, your page on Instagram blowing up, bro. Like,
yeah.
To see the growth, like yo, like to see the growth. I'm like, yo, like, and then you like affiliated with so many people, and I'm like, yo, man. Yeah, Danny, I'm happy for you. Like, I'm real that shit. I was like, yo, like it's just you went from like you'd post and then you went, you know, you had like you know, a small amount of likes, and then it just gradually grow, and you, like your followers, and then you know, the whole YouTube thing, and then you with the Rowdy Boys, like you have grown a lot. I've seen it. I'm like, damn, like in the photos,
thank you.
They've gotten real good. Even the ones I remember you did, I think you did a Michael Myers. No, I think it was Jason, the Jason Voorhees, and you printed it out. I'm not sure if you got that sign. I think
I still got it. I did get signed by Kane Hodder. Yeah, I still got it.
Yeah.
I still got it.
Kane Hodder at that meet and greet.
Yeah.
The photos have been pristine.
No, I appreciate that.
Processed. Yeah, you know that. What's honestly, the process? Like, how long does it take you?
Oh, well. Now, well, before when I was trying too fucking hard, I'm sorry if I was trying too fucking hard and I was taking myself too damn serious. Before it was just learning. Like I in the beginning, I'm not gonna lie. In the beginning, I was kind of like the DCEU. I was trying to play catch up to Marvel. I was trying to play catch up to Marvel. No offense to DC. I'm a DC fan. No offense to anybody that loves DCEU, but like. It was kind of like I was trying to be too much like everybody else, right? And I, you know, I again, I had great people. Like shout out to our brother CJ. You know, he definitely gave me a lot of tips of like he's a phenomenal photographer. He gave me a lot of tips, and like he was doing a lot of like the dial stuff because he was kind of the one that kind of started everything. It kind of like when I started opening figures and stuff, then it kind of got into that because I was only posting my collection stuff. I wasn't posting anything like. Picture like a photo, only like, hey, this is what I have.
Yeah.
So then, just to kind of fast forward, it became something where I was like just dabbing into different. I was cherry picking toys, so I was taking photos of toys. I started doing outdoor photos. I really was looking at tutorials, and I came across this toy photographer named Zombie Clown Photography. And he takes some of the amazing, he does portrait style photos, and he takes amazing Power Ranger photos. He's a big Power Ranger fan. He takes amazing, beautiful portrait photos. And that's kind of where I got my inspiration from, where it was kind of like, I could get inspiration from people, but I got to kind of find my own way and my own style. So, you know, I kind of just started like taking photos, like portrait style photos. And like, I learned how to, I was practicing lighting, learning how to do lighting. And please, I'm still an amateur. I'm still learning. I am nowhere near as good as some of these other guys. I'm still in a learning process. But I think the biggest key and the biggest thing that I take out of this is just like, I'm having fun. It's not about, for me, I love the likes. I love the support. But it's always, it's really more for me. Like, I'm having fun. I'm enjoying the stuff that I'm collecting. It's not in a box. I'm letting them breathe. I'm showing you how much I love these figures by taking photos of them. But as far as like the likes and stuff, I want to say that I hope that a lot of the love that I've gotten is because I've been such a support. I've been supportive, but I've been such a one of those people that my biggest phrase to everybody is I'd rather be the guy that's known for being the most supportive than being the guy that's known for having the best photos. I don't want to be that guy. I want to be the guy that if you could count on me, I'm there for you. I'm the guy that will reach out to you. If you're a friend of mine or I've become a friend of mine, I'll reach out to you just to check in with you. And like, I'm very outgoing. So anywhere I'm at, people love the energy that I have. And I want to say, I hope that's reasons why I've gotten so much good response from a lot of people in the community and toy community because of just the personality. It's just me. And you know me, you've known me for a long time. I've always been a client. I've always been somebody down to earth and to hang out with. And I'm silly, but you know, that's what it is. And that's my process. Honestly, my process is not really big. I literally will sit there and set something on the table, take a photo of it. And most times when the crappiest photo, the photo I hate the most, is the one that gets the most likes. But then the one that I worked the hardest on, it's like, I got a good 100 likes on it. I was like, but at the end of the day, I kind of just stopped thinking about that. It was more like, am I enjoying this? Because this is not a job. I don't get paid for this. I wish I could get paid doing this. But even then, do I even have creative freedom doing this if I was working for somebody, right? Because technically you're working for them. So I honestly, that's my creative process. It's just thinking of an idea, watching a movie, getting inspiration from a movie, getting inspiration from another toy photographer and going with it. And as long as I like it, then hopefully somebody else will like it. Somebody likes it. So that's
Absolutely. So that's very well said. And like,
thank you.
When you upload those photos and you know, you do the Black and Wednesdays and you post the videos, when someone comes across your page, like it, that could possibly spark something in them and be like, oh, you know, I feel like, you know, I could do this. You know, he's doing it. And then people, it's set to like somebody, they'll go down a rabbit hole, like, oh man, look at this photo, look at this photo, and I'll do this and do that and that. And that's pretty dope, man. Like, I would get into that, but I mean, there's some stuff, like, if I have two, I'll open, but I don't open anything. Like, my photo statues, that's about it. But, you know, it stuff like that, it definitely could invoke somebody who wanna, you know, give it a shot.
Yeah, absolutely. And it's one of those things, again, it's one of those things where it's like, it's such an innocent hobby where, and not to say there is not negativity, there are people who kind of just a little over themselves. And it's like, when you start thinking that way, when you start making this too much of a job, because there are times where people do kind of make this like a job and like they have to do this. They have to have 100 likes. Like, one of the best advice I've gotten from one of the people in the community was like, as long as I got those 10 real people who generally look at my photo, know me as a person and read my caption and like my photo, I'm happy. Because at least those 10 people are the real people. But so far, like I said, a lot of the feedback that I've gotten have been like, I'm really honored. I'm very modest, but like a lot of folks, like I've seen a lot of people comment on my things and say, oh, the King of Horror is back. The King of Horror. The only person that I know that's known as the King of Horror is John Carpenter. That is the only person. All hail John Carpenter. He is the King of Horror. But like, for people to kind of give me, like people, friends of mine to kind of give me that name or even refer to me as that, even when I know there's way better horror photographers out there, because they are amazing horror photographers, that to me says a lot. That says that you value me, not just person, but you value the stuff that I'm doing. And again, I'm still, it's a learning process, man. There's so much more that I can do.
That's what's up. That's what's up. Now,
yeah,
I know your son,
yeah,
is he still doing the comic book? Is he still drawing? Is he still drawing? Are you still taking the photos?
He started his own page. He kind of slowed down a lot from taking photos because he was, again, it was inspired for wanting to do it. And the love that he got from a lot of the people that I know, and even people like, I had one of my buddies make him a diorama just to get him started. And like, just how everybody just kind of took him in and just showed him love and like give him advice. And I tell him, don't treat him like my son, treat him like somebody new that wants to learn the way I would want to learn. And the advice, hey, do your lights like this. But I mean, he's taking a little break from it. So now, senior year, almost 19, about to go to college.
Okay, yep.
So, you know, he's about to go to college.
Big up.
So he's right now, I think he's really focused on that. But like when he's alone, he's doing his own props, his own cosplay props. He's did the Blaze of Chaos from God of War. He made out of cardboard. How cool is that? Yeah. And then he has the axe from God of War 4. He made that. So like for him to be
God of War.
Yeah. So he's like venturing out in other things. Like he's always been so creative. So it's nice to see him kind of like, doing little things here and there, you know, and it's nice for him to see his dad kind of like, I guess he gets a lot of the inspirations for what I do and he always says, man, you got a lot of friends, dad. I'm like, well, you know, I've met a lot of great people. And like, it went from being toy collectors to toy photographers or whatever you want to call us to like, we're actually friends. Like I talk to these people's families. Like I know these people's wives and kids. My boy Kevin on Worthy Collector, I talked to his kids. I'm Uncle Danny. Like it's gotten that deep where I like I just met him for the first time. It's amazing. It's a beautiful thing how you get to meet people and like people get to know you on a personal level because you guys talk to each other almost every day. I think I talk to my friend, my co-host more than I talk to like my family. Like it's crazy. Talk to him way more. But that's really it. Yeah.
Now with the good, you know, there's the bad. So the collecting side of the community. Now I haven't gone into like the forums or like the web pages, Reddit and all of that. And I'm pretty sure there's a lot of negativity in the community in regards to like collecting or like figure collecting photography. Oh, yeah. But has there been a time where like you just like someone rubbed you the wrong way or they just like pissed you off
I've had experiences with stuff like that. I mean, I think a lot of the negativity things, I'm an adult at the end of the day. I'm a grown man that collects toys. Like I refuse to ever argue with somebody that I'm never going to see in person. It's stupid. I'm not a keyboard warrior. I'm not that. But a lot of the things that I do see and I do notice in the toy collecting community is really just like people bashing other people's toy lines that they like, right? Like if somebody likes a certain type of line of figures and, you know, they don't like it, they'll bash that person for it. Or people complaining about everything, right? They're never satisfied. But I think the one experience that I had, it wasn't toy related. It was more of like I'm in chats. I kind of left a lot of chats. I kind of took a step back from that. But I used to join a lot of like toy chats, group chats, and just to meet new people. And like we promote our own photos and love and share each other's photos, give each other's ideas. So I was in one group and this one guy took a photo and he was doing this new thing where he was taking photos, but incorporating his mom into his photos. And I thought that was a pretty good fucking idea. And I was like, you're taking a photo, you're doing a toy photo, but you're incorporating your mom into the photo. Your mom is having fun with you, you know, with these photos. It's pretty cool. And, I guess the person that was running the group was like, he was upset that the person was having pictures of people on it. And, you know, and he was threatening about kicking this person out of the group and stuff like that. So me being, I was like, are we referring to the photo above? And they were, and I was like, well, I'm listening. I don't, and you know, just to kind of make long story short, you know, I was like, basically like, hey, listen, I don't make the rules here, but I think that's a very unique, creative way of doing things. I don't think it's him taking photos of his family, but it's him taking photos of, like, you know, he's incorporating his mom. But also too, it's, if I'm in a chat getting to know people, and like, I know there's not, there's like, yeah, there are people that you, maybe you don't want to put your personal, but if I'm in a chat where I feel comfortable enough and I've met these people and I know these people, and I decide that I want to share a photo of my son graduating, there's no harm in that, because now I'm showing you the human side. I have a life outside of toys. There's a life there. You know what I mean? It's not like my life is not a revolved in the toy aisle or in the electronics entertainment aisle. It's not there. My life is home. You know what I'm saying? I got bills to pay. So I didn't think it was nothing wrong with it. So the guy kind of like, you know, he was like, oh, you know, follow the rules. You know, I never said anything to you when you promote your stuff here. And if you can't follow the rules, then, you know, you could peace out and leave the chat. I was like, well, listen, I'm sorry you're butthurt because I asked a question, but that's, you don't have to tell me twice. You're the reason why people, you make this hobby whack. And I hate that people make this whack because it's not that serious. So I kind of just bounced off. And then after that, like, half the people left because they know who I am. So I'm blessed that I know so many people and everybody knows who I am, to the point where, like, they were like, damn, the minute I read, I didn't even finish. I left that chat. And I was like, well, you didn't have to. You know, I was like, no, but I agree with you, because you bring the, you're the best part. You're like one of the best parts about this hobby, because you don't just make photos. You make it fun. Like, you have fun. I could literally chat with you and laugh, or FaceTime you and laugh with you, or watch you on a show and laugh because you're an outgoing. You don't think you're better than anybody. So I want to say that was like the biggest experience. But like I said, everything else is just like where you see like people complaining about how many likes they get. And they get a bunch of likes, but then you're shitting on the people who like your photos, who already liked your photos. How disrespectful is that? Like, somebody took the time to like your photo and you're still complaining? Yeah, this is, and then you wonder why you're not getting any more likes or any more subscribers.
A lot of toxicity.
Yeah, for nothing. Like, come on. Like, there's a whole war going on the other side of the world, and you want to complain about not getting likes on Instagram.
Exactly.
Right? Let's do that. That's more fucking important, right? Yeah, like, where the fuck are our priorities? But yeah, that's it. That's really much it. Yeah, it is. It's like we're like yeah, like, it's like you see stuff like that. Like, I don't, like I said, I just kind of like mute it. Anytime I see it, I just mute it or I just ignore it. But like, if somebody kind of like, if I'll step in if somebody's like back, like if you love Funko Pops and somebody's like bashing Funko Pops and it's kind of making you feel kind of uncomfortable, like, yo, chill. Like, I'm like, I'll be the first one to be like, yo, like what you like. Like, nobody's talking, like, yo, ease up a little bit. Like, he likes what he likes. You like what you like. That's it. It's not a big fucking deal. Like, at the end of the day, like, he has bills to pay. He's not worried about this. It's like, this is not his life. This is just something he escapes for a little bit, but then has to go to reality because he has a 9-to-5. You know what I mean? You gotta pay bills. So that's it, man.
Word.
Yeah.
Damn. See, that's the, and even like, that's also, see that online with like the wrestling community too, bro. Like, it's just so, oh my, like, God,
tell me,
it's
about
just
it.
Fucking tell ridiculous.
Yeah.
And people go out, like, you know, people go after celebrities too. Like, they'll hit them up on Twitter, send them death threats. Like, yo, you know, your movie sucked. Like, you should have quit acting.
Like, why?
Or, you know, you're a horrible wrestler. Stop, quit, go back to the indies. Like, it's, people are ridiculous. Like, you typing all this is just, you're just behind a screen, behind a phone. Like, come on now.
Yeah. Like, but honestly, too, who told you? Who woke you up in the middle of the night, maybe 3 a.m, and told you that your opinion was that relevant to tell somebody, a celebrity, who's bust their ass to get to where they are right now, that they need to go back to the indies, that they need, their movie sucks? Like, bitch, I just got $1 million doing this movie. You think I give a shit about your fucking opinion? Like, I don't care. Like, who the hell? I mean, it's stupid. It's negative. Like, I saw this whole thing about Bianca Belair, right, getting all this like racial stuff on her, saying all these things about her, and I'm like, dude, you think she really gives a shit about, I mean, it is offensive, but you really think she gives a shit about what you're saying to her? Look who she's married to, one of the wrestlers who she's married to somebody. She has, you know, I believe they have kids together, right? They have kids together. You think she's worried about? Yeah, she's made history. She's not worried about what you're saying. You be like, it's like you're that fucking miserable and you're that like lonely that you feel the need. Like out of all the like, chat with me that way. I'll give you a response. But you're gonna chat with somebody that's not gonna give a fuck. You're that desperate that you. It's weird, man. It's weird, man. Yeah, there's a lot of weirdos out there. And like I said, I say like what you like. Stop being negative. Don't be dicks to each other. And stop trying to be like in that, like you're not that special. You're special to somebody, I hope, and you know, maybe special to me, but you're not that special like me. Who the fuck are you to even criticize somebody's work and stuff like that? You're nobody. Nobody.
Those fucking facts, bro.
No, yeah. Hell no.
But it's like crazy. That's right there, that's good advice. And then as to you being, you know, you've been in the collective for, you know, for however long, for like so long, going to conventions.
Yeah. Long time.
What advice would you give somebody who would wants to head to a comic convention for the first time?
Get a one of those kid leashes or get a walkie-talkie so you won't get lost. No, yeah, like no. Honestly,
remember
like,
you had the walkie-talkie.
Oh my god. My advice, good question. My advice to somebody who wants to go to a convention, right? To just head to a convention, just like if you have the opportunity and it's in your budget, do it. Do it. If it's something you want to do, experience it at least once. Experience it at least once because it's kind of like, you know, opening a toy and taking a photo of it, or going to toy hunting to go look for a exclusive Funko, or wanting to find a collector card, a sports card, right? It's your escape. That brings you joy. And to be around, surrounded by people who kind of share, they may not share the same types of, like, maybe people love anime, some people love video games, like New York Comic Con is a perfect example, mm-hmm. San Diego is a perfect example, like, or even like just a convention, like horror conventions or even like toy conventions or whatever it is. Experience it at least once, because you're gonna surround yourself with people who and all types of people too. Grandmothers, grandfathers, little kids,
all ages.
People that have, I know collectors who are teachers in school. Teachers, I have a friend who's a principal at a school and he's a serious collector. And like to hear, like, that's what I'm saying. You'll get to meet so many different people, so you won't feel kind of excluded, right? Because how many times do we go to work and yeah, maybe we'll have one or two people who like kind of the same thing, but not everybody likes it. So like there are people that I've spoken to and I was like, yeah, I collect toys. And they're like, you buy toys? And I'm like, yeah, bitch, it's my money. I collect toys, like, man. It's not drugs.
Yeah, bitch.
They're like, well, what? Like, what do you mean? Like, what am I supposed to collect? Women? Like, I don't do that. I'm not a pimp. But like, no, but like my advice is to people is like, if you're going to whatever convention it is and whatever you're into, experience it. If you have it in your budget, go with your family, go with your kids, go with your spouse. If she supports you in it, she loves what you love. Enjoy it. Make it a whole day. Like, make it a vacation. Shit, if you go to San Diego, stay out there. Stay out there and experience it, because it's such a wholesome and such a innocent thing. And you get to meet so many people and get to see so many people who behind the scenes do amazing things. How many of those people in New York Comic Con that we know are doctors? Like, how many? Probably some of them are doctors and nurses or they do like these bad, big old jobs, but they love the shit we love, and it makes you like look like art, right? We talked earlier, Rob Van Dam, legend mm-hmm. in the ECW, but is a toy collector, loves toys. Matt Cardona, toy collector, loves to review toys. How beautiful is that, right?
Yeah.
You know, we got so many people who love so many that we got celebrities who love horror, who love anime, who love all these things, like, and not just celebrities, people in general. Like, that's my advice. If you can and you could do it and it's in your budget, put it in your bucket. Let's go. Go with your friends. Hang out. Because I'm telling you, you're going to make it a day. Make it a weekend. You're going to have the time of your life. And it's going to be you're gonna be hooked. So you're gonna be hooked.
Yeah, absolutely. Like I'll tell people all the time, they gotta experience it at least once.
Yeah.
Go out there. You don't even have to like, you know, I tell people I go to Comic Cons, like you go to Comic Cons, you don't even have to cosplay. You know, people will be like, oh, dress up. You don't have to, just go there.
No.
Wear whatever clothes you feel comfortable in.
Yeah.
And enjoy it. Walk around, take photos. And just enjoy it. Like if you have the funds, if you have the budget, just go for it. You know, you only live once, man. You gotta
a wise
yourself. Just do it.
I was just gonna say that a wise man once says, "Don't cheat yourself, treat yourself." I heard a wise man tell me that once, and I go by that every single day. Don't cheat yourself, treat yourself. So I agree 100% with you. Absolutely.
Exactly, bro. Man, you gotta do it.
Yeah. You like to plug it. I had to plug that in there.
San Diego, that I want to go there, man. I gotta put that on my bucket list.
That's definitely
thank you.
No, that's a bucket list. Definitely a bucket list thing to do is San Diego. It's definitely one of those you want to experience. I haven't done so yet, but it's on my radar to do.
Yeah, that one. And you know, I don't know, man. I've been doing it for so long. Like, I remember last year, I was like, I wasn't really feeling like, I was like, damn, man, I don't really feel like going. Like,
the
prices, everything was expensive, and I was like, damn, man, like, my knees ain't what they used to be. Like, walking around, man, you got to have some comfortable shoes and me walking in the Javits Center. And they expanded it, too. So it's bigger. It's way more people. You got to go there. Comfortable shoes, hydrated. Make sure if you've got a backpack, a comfortable backpack. And, you got to really be prepared because it's not for the week. If you do multiple days, at least, you know.
New York Comic Con secretly has a phrase that says hashtag fuck your knees. They don't care about your body. Oh man, that's awesome.
Oh my god. They do not.
No, not at all.
Yeah. All right, so at this moment, we're gonna get into a little game. You like games?
Okay, I'm excited. I love games, man. I love games.
You're gonna do it. All right. Okay. 13 for 13. You have 13 seconds.
Okay.
To name 13 or more toy brands. Okay. I don't know if this is gonna be easy for you. I know you collect. You've been in the game for a long time. I'm pretty sure you could. boom, spit. You know, 13 toy brands.
I think I could. I think I could do this.
All right. You're gonna put 13 seconds on the clock.
Okay.
I'm using my phone for it.
That's cool. That's cool.
Put
that's
13 cool. seconds on the clock.
I gotta count with my fingers.
And
too.
Go.
All right. Mafex, Mezco, Hot Toys, Sideshow Collectibles, Jada Toys, Mattel, McFarlane Toys, 5K Toys.
Stop.
Hiya Toys.
Time's up.
Oh, really?
Time's up.
Yeah, that was quick. I had so many more.
I thought you would have had that.
I had so many more. They're so hard. It's like, everything is so like toys. Egg toys. Hot toys. I had so many. Well, that was fun, though. The pressure was there.
Yeah, you was close. You was close.
I was close. I was there.
Oh, man. Yeah, you were.
Yeah, I was close.
Listen, man, I gotta say, man, I want to thank you for taking the time out of your day, you know, being on here. You know, you my brother, I appreciate it.
Absolutely, thank you.
Dad, keep doing what you're doing. Let people know where they can find you at.
Okay. So you could find me. I'm Danny, but I go by Toy Addict 17 on IG. You can find me on IG. It's Toy_Addict17. You can also find my second page, which is the A Word, the Addiction page, which is both pages have a link tree to our YouTube show, which is every Thursday, 9 p.m. Eastern time. And the show, it's A Worthy Addiction, hosted by myself and my rowdy brother, Unworthy Collector. We showcase all types of people who do amazing stuff. So if you're a cosplayer, musician, book writer, toy maker, dial maker, whatever, et cetera, I don't care what it is. I don't care if you collect buttons. We want you. We want to hear your story. And yeah. And you can also catch me on Mondays, 8 p.m. For Toy Talk, where we do movie reviews. We just had the talkies, our own version of the Oscars, where we talked about all the movies we reviewed, and we also talk toys and showcase our toys and stuff like that. So yeah, so A Worthy Addiction Thursdays, 9 p.m. Eastern time, and Toy Talk every Monday at 8 p.m. Eastern time.
Word. Thank you. My man, appreciate always. It again. And yeah, I'm definitely gonna have to stop by on your show, you know, chop it up. Oh,
absolutely, you know, absolutely.
Get introduced to the homies, and yeah, it's gonna be a good time, man.
We definitely gotta have family, and you won't be you're not a guest on my show. You're family, so you're literally just becoming a home. That's what it is. You're a family, so absolutely, gonna definitely have you on the show.
Word. All right, man. Everybody. Yeah. This is the one only JRAK Man013. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening. Toy Addict 17, the collector. I want to thank y'all for tuning in. And yeah, love, peace, and chicken grease. And also, please remember, don't cheat yourself. Treat yourself. I'm out.